week's episode is such a treat because I have my girl Wendy joining me, and she really helps women reclaim their power. And what's really so beautiful about it is it's to really take back your voice and step into who you're meant to be, and don't let anyone tell you what you can and can't do. I can't wait to hear what you guys think of this. Oh my gosh, it's so amazing. Hello, babes. Welcome to PJs and Prosecco. Our show is dedicated to making spirituality fun, approachable, and real. You're already spiritually gifted, so I'm here to help you understand how to use those gifts to create your dream life. I'm your host, Emily Gornick, your certified spiritual coach and mentor, here to make healing, growth, and soul alignment feel less like a chore and more like a vibe by combining the woo with mindset magic. Think deep, soul-stirring conversations with a side of sparkle, hosted in pajamas, Prosecco in hand, of course. So whether we're talking intuition, healing, or manifesting your dream life, just know you belong here. So cozy up in your PJs, grab your Prosecco, and let's dive in. Yay, welcome Wendy to PJs and Prosecco. I'm so honored to have you here. Hello, hello.
Hey, Emily, I am so happy to be here. And it's just such a great time to connect and share. And with so much going on, I think around us, it's like perfect timing.
Yeah, it truly is. You guys, Wendy, you are in for such a treat with this episode with Wendy. It's going to be so, so good. Wendy, for my audience, though, who may not know you as well as I do, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Wendy, and born and raised in the northern part of the U.S. in Wisconsin. And I really think that has a lot to do with what I deal with. I've been living with MS since I was 15. Even though they didn't diagnose it till I was in my early 20s, I just feel like my whole life has been like this roller coaster ride of ups and downs and figuring things out and like leaning back on what I learned along the way. And I think just connecting with people, connecting with the right people in your journey is always so important, and finding people that can lift you up and support you and listen to your ideas and don't knock you down and tell you that it's dumb or stupid, and to let you try things, because that's how it's been for me. Like one big trial, error, some things work, some things don't, and then we just roll with it.
I love that. And I would love to, if you can share how you help women, like about your business, because we are all about supporting our fellow female entrepreneurs. So I would love for you to share.
Yeah, I love empowering women and guiding them to see how powerful they are, how they should listen to their intuition. Even though we've been told that it's not real or it doesn't matter, we all have that gut feeling. We all know that feeling of when we should or should not do something. And sometimes we have something that happens as a result. You know, like we leave the house late and then we see there's a car wreck up ahead of us that we might have been in if we had been on time or rushed out the door. So just always listening to intuition. And then through all of this, I was probably 20 years into living with MS when I decided I had enough of feeling cruddy every day. I had two little kids, and yeah, they're giving me a run for their money, but all my friends had kids and working full-time jobs, but I'm the one dragging myself to work every day and like taking a nap on the way home because I was just dead tired. And I just finally, my neurologist said, either you change something or you are going to end up in a wheelchair. And that was like my wake up call. And I didn't even really know what he meant because I just wanted to get out of there. It's like you just get so tired of listening to people tell you what's not going to happen or what's not possible that you just need to clear your head and clear your thoughts. And that was like my wake up call of going down this path of healing and finding mentors and coaches to help me along this journey, because obviously what I was doing wasn't working.
Yeah. Wow. That's so powerful. And I love how you really stepped into recognizing that you need to advocate for yourself, what feels good, what feels right in your body. And you're so right. It's not about what you can't do. And this goes for anyone with anything.
It's not about what you can't do and all the you can't do that because of this, you can't do that because of that. It truly is about shifting your mindset into anything is possible and I will find a way. I love that.
Exactly.
Ooh,
Yeah.
that's amazing. And I love that turning point, even though at the time I'm sure really hard and difficult to hear in your MS journey, but wow, what a pivotal moment to just have that one like sentence essentially, like you change or this is the result, to be like, holy cow, like light
Yeah.
bulb, you're right, you're right.
And a little bit more of a backstory is my grandmother had rheumatoid arthritis. So she probably was diagnosed in her early 30s. And just by the time I was born, she was just sitting in a chair all day, like looking at the sidewalk of what's happening outside. And all I could think of when I was diagnosed in my 20s was, I can't live like that. I cannot just sit in a chair. Like, I just finished college. I just got my first real job. I need to live. And I really just stuffed it all down and realized going forward, that wasn't the best thing either. You can't just ignore it and hope it magically goes away as fast as it came
I love that.
with
And
anything.
how has that really helped you in your transformation around your own limitations, mentally, physically? Like, how has that all shifted?
It all really shifted, I believe. Well, part of it was because my boss was into personal development. He would send me to like Stephen Covey seminars for a week and
Whoa.
Brian Tracy. And yeah, and that really gave me a foundation for what I do now. And I still use the tool, like the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. That still is relevant now because we need to have these tools in place so that we can pull from it when life happens, instead of just letting it crush us or beat us down.
Yeah. Ooh, I feel like you went to some really good ones.
Yeah, I'm sitting there elbow to elbow with like people that own newspapers and big businesses, and there's Wendy just there to soak it all up.
There to take it all in. Oh my gosh, the pugs have entered the chat. They are trying to have a tussle time. So we'll just, you might hear them in the background, everyone, but that's what this is. PJ Ziprasego, pugs having a fight.
That's right.
I would love to, Wendy. I feel like, so when we really interacted and got to know each other so well was on the spiritual retreat, which all the listeners, if you haven't listened to previous episodes, we talk about Mount Shasta and the spiritual retreat a lot because it just happened in August. So it is still fresh with all the amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like though, before we go into our like true meeting, because we've met many lifetimes before, I feel like it would be, someone needs to hear this about how you utilized and started listening to your intuition and uncovering your spiritual gifts to really help you recognize that you're not alone on this journey. I think that would, I, someone definitely needs to hear that because I keep getting that from my spirit team, like, ask Wendy, ask Wendy.
Yeah, I think even growing up, I knew I had a guardian angel. I didn't know how many angels I had around me until I got older and just started being open to receiving what they had to say and reading books. I love books. I've always been a reader. And I think just finding, like, okay, so another backstory is my kids love the library. And that's really where my transformation began. Because they'd be at the library, they love to read. And I'd be sitting there with them. I'm thinking, there's all these books here. There must be something here on what I'm doing wrong, why I feel so cruddy. And that's really what started that whole rabbit hole of my holistic healing is at the library, finding books on what causes inflammation, especially when you're dealing with an autoimmune or a chronic condition. And there were so many different things that are in my house that were just aggravating my symptoms. So then that led to finding mentors like along my path that just magically would appear and just being open to receiving what they had to say because I've learned something from each of them that I'm still probably using today. Little tidbits here and there of, like talking about people pleasing or setting boundaries or just these little micro actions that really change our well-being that we don't even realize. There's just little habits stacking up. So that's all super, super important. And that's what led me to along this path of meeting up with you again, is because of who one of our mentors are, Pamela and Alex, that you just fall into their world and then reconnect. And then all of a sudden, after hearing 4 or 5 times about going to Shasta, and that was me. Like, I heard about it 4 times. I'm like, all right, I know I need to go, but how am I going to get there? Who am I going to go with? I'm not going by myself because I'm not a hiker or a camper anymore. I've been there, done that. I don't sleep in tents. That's why they build hotels.
Yeah, preaching to the choir. I'm a glamper over here. Like, as long as my tent is a semi-permanent structure with running water and a toilet and lights, otherwise I'm
And a
out.
door that locks. Yes.
Yes. Otherwise I'm out.
No, I'm not doing that either.
So how did you find Pam and Alex?
So I met Pam first, but
Okay.
it was in 2020, and we were in another business group, and I don't know, we just hit it off because obviously we know each other, right? But we
That's
just hit it off, and I've just been with her ever since. And then so happy to meet Alex when they partnered up.
yeah, it's so amazing too. I also found I'll put found in quotes because I obviously I've known Pam and Alex, and when we say we've known them already, guys, what we're referring to is that we have known each other in past lifetimes. We've been in the same circles in previous dimensions, whatever you want to call it. So that's why we're like, we actually knew each other. But in this phase around our earthling, we do not actually know each other until we met each other. But it was so funny because Pam was doing an Akashic Records certification with my mentor, Amanda, who certified me in life and success coaching, NLP, hypnosis, breath work, all that goodness. And I love the Akashic Records. I felt called. I was like, let me do it. And ever since, that's been it. And you know what? That was probably around, ooh, I don't know, maybe that would have been 2022, 2023 when that happened. Yeah. And now I'm just down the Pam rabbit hole. And then you're right, she partnered with Alex. Alex, we love you too. And now we just have so much goodness. And I feel like that for me and my journey, I needed Pam to partner with Alex because I have that cosmic connection happening where I'm dealing with those, extraterrestrials, aliens, celestial beings, all the things. And Alex is our go-to guru for
Oh,
all
yes.
that. Yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah. I loved how you just came into Mount Shasta. Just, I feel like you were so open and ready for whatever it was going to be, not knowing what we had experienced the year before in Sedona. You were just like, let it happen. Like, let's see where this goes. I love that. What was your favorite part about Mount Shasta?
Honestly, it was the night we had the contact and we're all outside, and I thought that was amazing.
We're talking alien contact. And you guys can't see it, but you can probably hear it. The pugs are on full.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
WrestleMania.
yeah. They just had their dinner. They're like, we're ready.
Let's go. Fired up.
They're talking about aliens again.
Yes.
What? Okay, wait. What was that like for you? Because I feel like it was wild for me. What was it like for you, contact?
Like you said, I was just super open to whatever happened, happened. And when I heard the roof activity, I knew like
You knew.
whoever's here is supposed to be here. And that's like their way of showing us that they're looking out for us.
Yeah, I really felt it didn't feel, I think a lot of times when people think about aliens, they think about close encounters of the third kind or people are abducted. Does that happen? I'm sure it does. I have no doubt that that happens. Why? I'm not sure. But I do think that, like in general, especially when you're in a high vibe container with the group of women like we were, is you're attracting in other positive, high vibrational beings, which happen to be extraterrestrials or alien friends. And it gets to be so, exciting and cool, but also a little weird because you're like, is this really happening?
Yeah, right.
And it was. It was like a wild, wild ride.
I think just the way, because I really planned on spending another day. I had a reservation in town at Shasta to spend another day because I thought I never take time for myself to just relax and journal and just let everything absorb. And I really intended on doing that, except the planes were all messed up. They don't actually have a tower there. They're bouncing off of San Francisco. So my flight was like, I don't know, 12 hours going to be behind. And when I went to the airport, the counter guy told me three times, get out now, get out now. Just leave, go. And I thought, all right, well, I have a hotel that they're probably not going to let me get rid of because it's 2 hours before I'm supposed to check in. But I mean, I called the lady and she's like, yeah, no problem. So they probably have a lot of weird stuff happening all the time there.
Yeah, there's a lot energetically that goes on. It is, I had interestingly enough never heard of Mount Shasta in terms of being like such a spiritual hub. And I guess that's maybe because I wasn't so tapped in to the extraterrestrial part of it, which that's really, they're known for having the Lumerians there and all types of alien activity. You guys can Google what Lumerian means and Mount Shasta for that matter. But I'm not surprised that things that happen because whenever there's energetic bursts or different frequencies, things are bound to get a little messed up. So yeah, you're right. She was probably just like, yeah, this is normal.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah, easy come, easy go.
Yeah. And you really like you also I thought your flight got it just got delayed 12 hours. I thought it got canceled.
No, it was like I was supposed to leave at like 5 in the morning, and then it said I think I was leaving at 6 like that following night for Monday. But because you guys were going on Sunday, I thought, well, I'll just go see what is going on, 'cause I couldn't figure out what else was like. I figured it was just plain,
Yeah.
maintenance or something like that. But
Yeah. Yeah, no. The universe wanted you out of there.
obviously,
Especially the guy at the counter being like, "Nope, you should leave."
that just was bizarre.
So bizarre. Did you end up staying in San Francisco or did you get home?
No, I stayed in San Francisco, and then they have a hotel connected to the airport. So I hiked all the way up there, and it was like $700 a night for just this. I don't know if it was a Sheraton or I don't know. I'm like 700 a night for this place. Like, and I called an Uber and went down to the Hilton like a mile away.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
That's insane. $700. Wow. Wow. Well, you were meant to be exactly where you were. And I feel like you got home. And how was the integration for you?
It was really smooth and it just felt very in the flow. Even the hotel I was at, like the next morning, they had a shuttle, but they had a bunch of stuff ripped up. So they said, you have to go stand by down by the curb. So I did that. And there's this whole crowd of people in the lobby. And I said, are you all waiting for the shuttle? Because it's coming over here. And they're like, oh, yeah. Like they
Oh,
would have just still been sitting there. Like, you're welcome.
yeah. My gosh, it could have been,
Missed
running
their
through the
flight.
airport. Yeah, or miss their
Yeah.
flight. Wow. That's good karma.
Yeah, exactly. So it was just like, it was all just like surreal. That's what it was.
Yeah, truly a surreal experience. And we're going to have another surreal experience.
Yeah.
It's coming up August. Can't
Can't
wait.
wait for that.
I hear you're rooming with Amy. Love it. I might be in your guys' room if I get scared. No, I won't get scared because now I know how to close the connection. My problem was when I went to bed, I hadn't severed the connection. And so then I was having crazy experiences, but I actually know how to close it now. And I have
Yes, now we
boundaries.
know how to shut the door.
Yeah, you know how to shut that door to our alien friends so that I can have a nice sleep. So that will not happen.
Yes, having the codes, that is amazing.
Yes, exactly. And I do feel like when you came back and integrated, I know that we talked a little bit about how you had been receiving this message around how you should pivot in your business and kind of open up to more avenues of women to help. And I feel like we all shifted timelines while we were there. And it seems like this is now just finally like clicked in for you. But I would love if you could share more about that experience and then how you're ebbing and flowing and leaning into your intuition around it.
Yeah, I've been for so many years just focusing on helping women with MS because there must be 4 million probably in the US plus others
Wow.
worldwide that I do work with. And it's been around since the Middle Ages. So just getting, I feel like getting to the root of it is really important. Even though we don't have a, I don't have a cure, I don't have any magic formulas or quick fixes. It's more about all these different layers that we are made of. You know, there's so many different aspects to our humanness. And I just had the nudge just last night to just expand to help other people with chronic conditions. Even though I don't know a lot about them, I have been on this journey for since I was 15. So, like over 30 years of navigating life with a chronic and been there, done that. So, it's just, I think, time to expand my realm, time to help others, bring them in, let them know that, you know, there is a safe space for them to be seen and heard and to share without being judged, without being criticized, without being told they can't do something or try something, because I think there's so much of that in society already.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like that's so powerful. And just because you don't know what those other challenges are that those women are going through, whether it's be a different autoimmune or whatever the case might be, I do feel like because you've found your own path with your intuition and your holistic remedies and things like that's gotta help, I imagine, like anyone. I mean, even someone who isn't chronically ill, like needs those type of things. Don't get me wrong, everyone. I do also love Western medicine, but your girl loves a good supplement and red light therapy and
Yes.
IV therapy. I like
Hydrogen
a mix.
therapy.
Yeah, hydrogen therapy. Like there's so many different things, and especially with inflammation in the body, cure you on that. I have PCOS, so I get a lot of inflammation in my body too because of my hormones being out of whack. But it's just so great when you start to really recognize that you don't have to go down the path alone. I feel like so many women are come to you because they don't have to go down the path alone.
Yes.
And while they're experimenting with what works for their body and their needs, you're going to have so much wisdom to share.
Yeah, and I still see my neurologist. I still check in with her. I am not against Western medicine, but we can do all these things alongside it.
Yeah.
There is no harm in trying something different.
You know what? I feel like it's almost like masculine and feminine. Like your masculine is Western medicine and your feminine is holistic. And we need masculine and feminine to be in balance. Oh, I feel like I just had a whole epiphany over here.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, right? We really need both. Wow. So what was it like for you when you were like, what happened when you were 15 that you were like, something's not right? And then went down that hole because you didn't get diagnosed until your 20s.
Yeah.
What a wild ride.
It was really scary. And all I could think of, but by then my grandmother had passed, and all I could think of was like, holy crap, I don't want to be like her.
Yeah.
And like my first symptoms were like if I take a hot bath, then my legs would feel like spaghetti when I got out because I had the heat sensitivity. I didn't
Sure.
know what it was, but I was a runner. I was in track, and I would go to the doctor and I would tell him about what was happening. And he's like, oh, you just did too much, or you overdid it. Or he'd say, you're just being a girl, or you're being dramatic. I'm like, okay, I'll just ignore it because everybody else is.
Yeah.
And just kept plodding along and just took MS to college with me. My feet would feel like I had wool socks on all the time by then. Or I'd be standing in the foyer in our house, and my dad would say, you're standing in a puddle of snow. Oh, never knew it because my feet were numb.
Whoa.
So it was just crazy. And then I'd go with my friends because I thought, well, I'm not going to sit home and be the weak, disabled, weird one.
Yeah.
I just pretend nothing's wrong and just keep living life. Just keep stuffing it down.
Yeah.
So it was crazy.
Wow. And what was the, was it a new doctor or what was the catalyst to actually figure out, whoa, this is what's wrong?
The catalyst was I was an insurance professional by then. I'm done with school, and it was a super busy office, and this guy was yelling at me because his claim wasn't covered. And like all of a sudden, it was like someone had their hand over my mouth. Like I couldn't speak. I was just so stressed out. So I hung up on him because I didn't know what to do. And then I like went and just went outside and tried to figure out if I was having a stroke or what was happening. And like finally I like calmed myself down. I could talk again. And then I went to another neurologist by then. So he had me go for an MRI, which wasn't really a diagnostic tool back then because I had white spots on my brain, he discerned, but he said so do normal people. So it was like he was the first or second neurologist, second maybe. And I saw five more, the fifth or sixth one did a spinal tap. And that was my diagnostic. He told me you have
Whoa.
MS. I'm like, awesome.
Yeah.
Send me home with a pile of booklets. Here you go. Here's your life.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's why we need coaches and mentors like you, because there's so much unknown.
Yes. And that's what I tell people. Do not start Googling things because what you're dealing with is not like the end all. And what someone else is dealing with is something you might never deal with. So don't take on all these other thoughts and all these other predictions. And I finally did find a nice neurologist who said, your first symptoms are going to be like the predictor for what maybe your ongoing symptoms will be. Like if it starts pretty low key, he told me that it would just kind of ripple that way. Except he didn't know how my stress level was going to keep increasing throughout the years. And yeah, I didn't see him probably ever again. So,
I
because he
love
just kept changing out.
it. I love that. I love that you, though, now are taking this, this whole journey of yours, and you're really guiding women to reclaim their own power.
Yes.
Truly amazing. It's really inspiring.
Well,
Really,
thank
really.
you.
Yeah. Do you bring in your intuition or any, or what are your spiritual gifts? Is it just intuition? I don't know.
I feel like I always have angels around me that
Got
are telling me things
it.
to ask or to say or to let them know. I love crystals. I just went crystal shopping today. I love this little shop by me. So I just loaded up again. And my favorite one, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's like bismuth, but it's like this rainbow colored for chakra frequencies. I'm like, well, how cool is that? I wasn't even looking for it, but I just saw it on the shelf. I'm like, I must have that.
That's the thing. Crystals will claim you. You don't have to claim them.
Yeah,
Truly.
so I just encourage people to do what calls to them and not to be stopped by other people's words. My husband told me, I think it was back in 2016, I was going to a wellness conference with one of my friends, or wanted to. They invited me. And I hung up from my friend and he asked who it was. And I told him, I said, they want me to go to Salt Lake City. And he's like, you'll never make it through an airport by yourself. And I almost bought that for a second. I'm like, oh, really? No, I'm going. Thank you. I said, I'm sure if I'm late, somebody will help me. There's always those carts, golf carts going to the airport. Like you can always hitch a ride on that. Or if you ask at the counter, people help you. So now I just travel 3, 4 times a year without them.
Yeah, bye.
See ya.
Wow, what a thing to say. Yikes. Well, you know
That's what
what,
I
though?
mean, though.
I feel like, though, you almost needed him to say that so that you could be like, absolutely not. That's not my reality.
No. And like just figuring things out as you go. That's okay too.
Yeah, that is, we're all just doing the best we can,
Exactly.
truly, and figuring it out. I feel like there's so many transformations that could come from working with you. Like, I can think of 20 off the top of my head. What do you think are like the biggest thing that your clients walk away with?
I think one of the biggest is knowing that they are so powerful and not letting other people dim that light, whether it's with their words or comments or questions. And then the other piece is helping them set up boundaries. And that's not to be mean, it's to protect your well-being, it's to protect your mindset and to know that you're in charge. Like, no is a complete sentence. You don't have to feel guilty or shameful because you're dealing with a chronic. It's not your fault. It's just something you're going to navigate for the rest of your life. And learning how to see that chronic, even as a separate entity, if that helps you navigate it better, put a name on it.
Yeah, so would you say, or I guess what would you say then to women who are diagnosed or have a condition of chronic illness and they're in that initial stage where they kind of feel like they've lost their sense of purpose or identity? What would you say to them?
I think the most important part, if you can just go outside and just sit and just listen to the birds, listen to the wind, and just find your answer that way, because it's going to come through. You're going to know, like I said before, how powerful you are, how important you are, and you're here for a purpose. And whether that's to take what you've just received as a diagnosis, to help the person behind you, that's always another important piece of it, is like always looking back to see who you can help along the way.
Ooh. I feel like I have like full chills over here. That's so true. Oh, and you get to bring a little woo into it, right? Because when you're really tapping in to your inner knowing, you're tapping into your inner intuition, you're tapping into your intuition, and you're tapping into your gifts, and everyone has them.
Yes.
Everyone. It's just if you choose to listen or not.
Yeah. And know it's okay to open those gifts up. And I'm actually working on my next book, and I'm going to have a matching inspiration deck because so many people are afraid of card decks. They feel like what people are going to say, or they'll be judged for using them. And just having that daily inspiration, whether you want to journal on it, whether you want to just have it in front of you to remind you of how special you are, how much you matter. I feel like it's really, really important.
I feel like I just got the ping. You are absolutely right. I feel like we are going to pull a card. Woo!
Oh.
I don't pull cards on my episodes. We're going to pull a card, though, like that everyone needs to hear who's listening to this episode. Like, I just feel, and I'm doing Galactic Star Tarot, my girls, our girls, Pam and Alex
Yeah.
deck. Oh, it's one of my, I like can't not use this deck right now. It's like the one that's calling to me so much. So let's see. What do we need to hear? Okay. Oh, so interesting. Okay. Also, I've got to message Pam right after this. Pam, I'm messaging you, even though this is going to come out weeks and weeks later. I just had a call with Pam and Alex. They are my spiritual mentors and had this exact card. And she was like, I don't know why this card just came out. I wasn't, don't even know what I was thinking about. And it is the Three of Swords. And this
Oh,
card, gosh, you guys, I feel like you just gotta Google like Galactic Star Tarot Three of Swords
yes.
because this is a not a video, but this card. So I don't know a lot about tarot. Like I wasn't in Mystic Seer or whatever their tarot thing. I kind of wish I was because I'm like, I don't know what this actually means. But when I feel into the energy of this card and channel, it's just like you feel like it's three swords going through a heart, essentially. Sounds so morbid, but that's what it is. And I feel like the energy that's coming, though, that people need to understand is even when things feel like they're so hard And it's, oh my gosh, this could one more thing come at me that you can and will break through this. You just have to come back to yourself and your inner guidance and your knowing, and knowing that you don't have to do it alone.
Right. That is the most important piece. Having a circle around you of people that support you is really, really
Because
important.
there's even like glass shattering off of this heart. Everyone just go Google this card, because I wish you could see it, because I didn't expect something like that to come out. Or I would have, I expected it to be like, I don't know, the Empress or something. Like, I don't know, something like really easy that everyone would be like, oh, I love that. But it wasn't. You guys, so in the book, because who knows? Oh, the star mantra is, I feel comforted knowing that star medicine is healing my tender heart. Stop it.
Wow. See?
Your heart has, literally, I have to read this. Your heart has been pierced by the swords of hurtful actions and words, which have led to heartbreak. The sonic sound waves bursting from your heart are shattering everything around you. What you have experienced or will experience has deeply disappointed you. Give yourself a good cry. Or however you want to release these emotions, acknowledge the pain and feel it completely. Then, when you're ready, learn the lesson from this and move on to the next experience. Holy smokes. Damn.
So important.
Wow. So, guys, like I said, don't do it alone. And
Wow.
wow. Whew. Can't wait to tell Pam about that.
Yeah.
And see, I think that also that people get so intimidated by card decks because they feel like they have to know exactly what it means. You guys, I don't know tarot. I pull for myself, I pull for my clients. If I'm pulling for an IG Live, which I haven't done in a while, maybe I'll do one. I'll do an Oracle deck because it's a lot. I know exactly what those cards are. Tarot, I don't know. I'm not a
Me
tarot
either.
expert. But I think it's just to show, right, that what's intimidating to us actually really isn't intimidating. We just have to feel in. I just felt into what that card meant. Then I went to the
Yeah.
book and it was like, holy smokes. Yep, spot on.
Right.
Yeah, right.
It's all of our own perceptions of what we think things should or shouldn't be, but we just have to let that go.
Yeah, because when you let that go, what becomes possible?
Everything.
Literally everything. In fact, Mel Robbins was at the doTERRA convention, and I was lucky enough to listen in from Chicago. And gosh, she's so powerful. Let them, obviously, is her big thing. And I agree, let them. We can't control them. But I loved how she was talking about fear, and the way out of fear is action. So if you're intimidated by your spiritual gifts, what they might be, how they might show up, what do they mean when I now have, a diagnosis of something, how do I know to tap in? What is this? Whatever is action, because action
Yeah.
replaces fear.
Right. And your decision is the first step to take that action.
Wow. I feel like we've had some mic drop moments.
Oh, yes.
All because we met through Pam and Alex.
Exactly.
Bringing people together.
Love it.
I do love it. What is your favorite spiritual ritual right now that you do? Or do you have one? I don't know.
Oh, I have so many. I could just spend all day just doing that stuff and I would just do nothing else.
That sounds like heaven.
Yeah. But I think my favorite part is my gratitude practices. Every morning I try to think of seven things that I'm grateful for, and that just really gets me going for the day because we forget about all the little things that really help us keep going, keep moving, whether that's metaphorically, whether that's in our mind. But I think gratitude is like a really, really important piece of the puzzle.
Such an important, and you're so right. What a way to start your day. Like, you're already coming from such a place of abundance and overflow. I love seven. I've only been doing three. I might have to up my game, Wendy. I might have.
And the other thing is, so many people say they can't sleep at night. And I tell them, just start with the alphabet. Go through the alphabet and think of things for each letter that you're grateful for. And at some point, you're going to fall asleep. Because your brain will just be like, all
Oh.
right, I'm done.
Wait, I don't have a problem falling asleep, but I
I don't
still think I'm
either.
going to try that. That's kind of, maybe I'll do that in the morning one day.
Yeah.
Wow. What do you do when you get to like X though?
I've never gotten that far. My
I
brain's like, just.
guess I don't want to put myself to sleep. I probably won't do it in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes you wake up during the night and you can't go back to sleep, then I'll do it.
That's true. That's true. Do you feel like since you've leaned in on your intuition and uncovered ways that work for you that are, holistic, that your stress levels come down?
Oh yeah, definitely. Because you're not trying to control everything. That's one of the roots of MS I read is like embroiled anger and control and trying to take charge of everything. And you can take charge of your health in a good way without feeling like you need to micromanage each piece and be angry about it. I think I was probably an angry teenager that probably didn't help.
Well, yeah, but you also were kind of dealt a hand where people weren't listening to you. So that's going to bring up anger,
Right.
right? And then it's frustrating because you don't feel quote unquote normal.
Yeah. We just want to be seen and heard.
I feel like we could keep going and talking about so many different things and so many avenues. I know that my audience is going to get so much out of this episode. And since we had so many mic drops, I'm going to stop us here. But before I fully stop us, Wendy, I like to ask a random question at the end of the podcast for my guests. I think I only missed one guest at one point where I forgot and then we were already off. I was like, shoot, forgot to ask her, but that's okay. It wasn't meant to be. But I feel like this is so fitting based on what we just said, talking about younger you in your teenage years. If your younger self, well, maybe your 21-year-old self, could pour you a glass of Prosecco today, what would she toast to?
I think she would toast to all the traveling I did when I was younger because I did not go as much as I should have.
I love that. Where's your favorite place you went?
I think Switzerland.
Oh, I have not been, but it looks
Oh.
chef's kiss beautiful.
Yes, and the food. I'd want to go back.
Ooh.
It was
Okay, you will
so
go back.
amazing. Yes.
I love that. Thank you so much, Wendy, for being on
Yes,
PJs and
thank you.
Prosecco. Tell everyone where they can find you. And guys, as a reminder, it will be linked in the show notes for you as well.
Yes, my website is hearts, plural, heartsofwellness.com is my main site. If you want to check out resources, things to download, it's heartswellness.com/library. So that's where everything that's happening, my web classes, master classes. I'm doing a mini retreat soon and
Ooh.
the book will be up there when it's done. So can't wait.
Yes. And definitely let us know, Wendy, when the book comes out because we can update the show notes and include your book link.
Awesome.
I love
Well,
it.
thank
Thank you
you
so
again.
much. Yay.
That's a wrap on today's podcast episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, or give a 5-star rating on Spotify, depending on where you listen, and share the magic on your socials. Tag me at I am Emily Pornick so I can send you some love. To explore more, make sure you check out the links in my show notes. And as always, stay magical, stay powerful, and stay sippin'.